This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials may end a rule allowing religious preschools in Colorado's universal preschool program to give enrollment preference to members of their congregations. A judge has said the religious schools might be able to give preference, but still must follow anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Officials say they need to change the rule because of a recent lawsuit brought by two Catholic parishes. They claim the churches couldn't participate in UPK because they didn't want to follow the state's non-discrimination rules when it came to children from LGBTQ families. Tim DeRocher with the Department of Early Childhood says the preference rule was never meant to allow preschools to get around Colorado's non-discrimination laws.
The judge's ruling found that it effectively does.
The head of the department still needs to sign off on nixing the religious preference rule. Meantime, the parishes have appealed the judge's ruling. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The start of ski season is a ways off, but snowmaking could begin soon. CPR's Haley May.
The first snowstorm of the season isn't expected until November this year, but that doesn't have Loveland Ski Area worried. Marketing Director Lauren Roberson says the snowmaking team there is waiting on an ideal wet bulb temperature to allow them to fire off the snow guns.
So it's a combination of the humidity in the air and the temperature outside that really allows those cold droplets of water to freeze and make snow.
The National Weather Service says ski areas will likely be able to start laying down snow later this month. A storm system from the northwest will create an ideal combination of humidity and air temperature, and that should allow water to freeze despite temps above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Haley May, CPR News.
For today, it's fairly warm but getting cooler. Along the Front Range, its highs just above 80 in Denver and Colorado Springs, then dropping into the 70s tomorrow. Grand Junction close to 80 this afternoon. Highs in the 60s in Vail today and again on Tuesday. This is CPR News, NKRCC.